30 graduating high school seniors wearing jeans and t-shirts walk, and for some dance, down the aisle of the Ted Ferry Civic Center to take a seat up on the stage next to their principal. Hanging above them is a Star Wars-themed banner. Revilla Alternative School's graduation ceremony is out of the ordinary, to say the least.
So it's what you're comfortable in. We got one kid in a cap and gown. We got a couple kids in Hawaiian shirts, t-shirts, dress shirts, you name it. So it makes it kind of fun.
That was Kurt Lindemann, principal at Revilla. He says unlike traditional graduation ceremonies, Revilla lets their graduating students have a part in planning the ceremony.
Well, I think it matches our students, and they all get a piece of it. They'll all get to speak tonight if they want to. So that's pretty significant. Most, high school graduations, you're going to valedictorian, and that's kind of about it. So everybody kind of gets to have a little bit of a piece in the graduation, and it makes it their graduation. And every year it's different. The tradition is just that everybody gets to put in their piece.
Just like its ceremony, Revilla Alternative School is also unique. As a one-room building, it provides a different route for junior high and high school students who struggle in the classroom because of family, financial, and academic challenges. David Smith, a teacher at Revilla, sees their perseverance firsthand.
You know, they have overcome serious personal challenges and odds and stuck with it for, and a lot of them have a lot of support and a lot of them don't. You know, it's just to have enough pride and respect in yourself to finish this mission when no one would fault you for giving up on it is pretty brave.
Some graduates had to work 2 full-time jobs. Some needed their laundry done at the school. And then there's Emil Kvasnikov, the only grad wearing a gown and cap. Its blue and gold color shines in the light.
Before I came to Ketchikan, I was living up in Anchorage, and I was going to a high school called Bartlett Golden Bears, and that's where I played football for my sophomore year. That's where all my family is, distant family. That's where all my friends and stuff go, and their colors is golden blue.
Kvasnikov's cousin sent him a gown and cap from his former Anchorage high school as a surprise gift. After multiple arrests, he came down to Ketchikan for a new start.
I'm just really happy because I'm like the first in my family to ever do it, and I'm speechless because it's big. Because I've always been told growing up I'm not gonna be able to make it through my freshman year or nothing, because I'll either be incarcerated or I'll be in trouble or something. I don't want to be sitting in a jail cell for how many ever years I'll be in it. So, and I don't want to be a statistic. But even then, I was still able to have that determination and work ethic to get it done.
For Kvasnikov and his classmates, they overcame challenges to hear their principal say these words.
I would like to present to all of you the Revilla class of 2018.
For KRBD, I'm Liam Niemeyer.